You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a wonderful day. We are doing a destination day. I feel like we have not done one of these in a little while, but we just got back from my birthday vacation and I wanted to share this resort with you because I know that this is a really, really popular destination for many people in the travel points world. And I have been eyeing this resort for a while. And so when some availability popped up, I had to jump on it. I will say the availability at this resort is really hard to find at a good rate. So first, let's just talk about obviously where we're going is Alila Ventana Big Sur. So this is Big Sur, California, and this is a Hyatt property in their collection. And I was able to get this resort for 45,000 points per night. And this time frame that I got it was the only availability that I saw at 45,000 points per night for the next like 6 months. And that is for their standard room. And then if you go up another tier, I forget which, like if they call it a suite or what, but the next is, I believe, 60,000 points per night. And then it goes all the way up to 90,000 points per night, which is an outrageous amount of points to spend on any resort room. So I was determined to find it at 45,000 points. Otherwise, I wasn't going to be staying here. So I was able to snag it. So we stayed for two nights for a total of 90,000 points in a standard room. And they ended up upgrading us, which I will talk about here in a second. We also flew in on American Airlines. We flew out of New Mexico into California. We actually flew directly into Monterey, which was just a little under an hour away from the resort. There was a lot of less flight options in there. I think it was like American Airlines, United, and there was like one other one that flew into Monterey. You couldn't fly Southwest or some of the other ones because it was such a tiny airport. I've never been in an airport so small in my entire life. But it was really close to the resort. Otherwise, you have to fly into like San Jose or San Francisco. And San Jose is 2 hours away from the resort. And I just didn't want to drive that distance to get there because we flew in the afternoon and I wanted to get to the resort. So Monterey is like a little hidden gem. Obviously, the flight did probably cost a little bit more because I was flying into a smaller airport. But I really liked the flight options that we got. So we got there on, what was it, Tuesday afternoon. So we flew in around 3, drove down. That was one of the prettiest drives I've probably ever taken in my life. Definitely don't fly in at night. Like, you want to enjoy the drive. We really enjoyed the drive on the way out. I booked our flight later in the afternoon so that we could take our time up the road and stop at different places that we wanted to and take pictures and go hiking and all that kind of stuff. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous drive to be in. Like, it's in the redwoods, it's in these huge trees, but then you also have like these cliffside ocean views. It was really, really pretty. So definitely take the time for the drive. So we drove on down to the resort. It's way down there, kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's really nothing out there. And actually currently right now, the highway, I forget what, if it's highway one, I forget, but the main highway that goes down the coast, there's like one way, is closed just south of the resort.
So you can't go any further. So you really are just like at the end of a road right now, and there's nothing else out there. So it's a destination in itself. So we drove down, got there later in the afternoon, and they were so kind to upgrade us to a suite. I forget the exact name of the room. I think it was like a Pacific suite. They said that that room had an extra 600 square feet than the standard room that we had booked. And they had done that because I had sent in my email template that I always do asking for an upgrade and anything they can do to make the stay special. I had mentioned it was my birthday. So they did upgrade us, which was wonderful. Great, seamless check-in service, pulled right in. Valet took our car, went and parked it. Great service. And they told us where our room was, and we went to our room, and it was a really, really nice room. Big and spacious. There was a fireplace, a waterfall shower, a tub in there. But the best part of the whole room was we had a balcony that was very private. Like, there was big hedges so no one could see. And then we had our own jetted hot tub on the balcony, which was so nice. We really never went to the like Japanese hot baths or the hot tubs at the pools or anything like that, because we had one right in our room, and it was really, actually really hard to not want to just stay on the balcony in the tub. So the room upgrade was really, really nice. I will say, for how nice of a resort this is, so I spent 90,000 points to stay for two nights. If I would have booked cash for the suite that they upgraded us for, the total cost for two nights would have been $7,000, which is absolutely mind-blowing to me, that anybody pays that. Like, I would never pay that much to stay there. Like, yes, it was a really nice resort. But my husband was even saying, like, I was like, wow, this room's like really, really nice. This was such a great upgrade. And he was like, yeah, it's like really nice. And he said the hot tub was like by far one of his favorite things of the weekend. But he was like, you know, we've had nicer hotel rooms than this. Like, we had an even nicer one when we went to Mexico. And I was like, yeah, that is kind of true. And so yes, it was a beautiful room. The fireplace was amazing. Just everything, the way it's decorated was beautiful. But it wasn't the nicest hotel room we've ever been in. So for $7,000, I was just expecting just a little bit higher. But I mean, it was a beautiful room. Don't get me wrong. We absolutely loved our room. So this property is smaller. I think I Googled it. It was like 59 rooms, I think, total. But there's multiple buildings around the property. And so like our building, there was only four rooms in it. And because of like the redwoods and how thick everything is, it really blended in. And so there was all these just rooms scattered around the property. It's several acres. It's a really big property. And so it felt very spread out. It didn't feel overcrowded. It definitely had like that smaller feel to it, very like boutique type of hotel. So for all those rooms, there is two pools, and there's the main pool, and then there is, I think that was the meadow pool, and then there was a mountain pool. The mountain pool, we found out, is clothing optional, and it was just a pool kind of off on its own. When I actually walked by later on to go look at it, there was only one person sitting at the pool. So it was very like remote. Nobody was there. The other pool was the one with the pool bar, so you could order food there, you could order drinks. It had an infinity hot tub, which was absolutely gorgeous. It has a dry sauna that you can go relax in, lots of chairs around it. Like, that was the pool everybody was at. So the day that we were there during the day, I went there at, I think it was like 2 o'clock, and there were very, very few chairs to grab. Like, it was really hard. I went down by myself at first. It was really hard if you were a couple trying to find two chairs together. So it was a little bit crowded, and that was on a Wednesday. So I don't know how it would be on the weekend, but it was definitely the most popular pool. But you're able to order food and drinks, and they have happy hour between 3 and 5. So everyone, of course, was down there at that time. And this resort, I want to say, is an adults-only, all-inclusive resort. So part of the reason I wanted to go is this was like the first real trip that we've gone anywhere this far and this long without our daughter. We've only ever done like less than 24 hours. staycation type of things. And so I was like, I really want to go to an adults only just so I don't see any other kids and get like sad that she's not with us. And then I absolutely love all-inclusive resorts. And this was supposed to be like the top tier all-inclusive. And so I'm a foodie and I was all about the food, which we'll dive into in just a second. But all the food is included. So you can go down to the pool and you can order anything you want. We got some chips and guacamole and like a cheese and meat plate while we were down there. And it was great just to snack on. The alcohol is not included though. So do note that. If you want alcoholic beverages, you do have to pay for that, but all the other food and like regular drinks is included, which is really, really nice. So there was lots of pools. They had hiking trails around the property. There was like a mile long hiking trail. There was a beautiful spa. I didn't book anything at the spa. I will say that the spa treatments were very, very expensive and I was not about to pay. I think when I looked up a couple's massage, it was like $900. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. So the spa is really nice. The pools were really great. And other than that, though, there isn't a whole lot of like things to do on property. There is paid activities that you can do. I know there's like, they have a beautiful garden that they use their restaurant for. You can do like a garden tour. I think there was like a bee honey extraction type tour. They have axe throwing. They have guided hikes and things. And so there are like on property things you can do, but we actually just went off property and did a bunch of hiking, which I'll talk about. And we found like there was plenty of that to do. And honestly, like this was a relaxing vacation. So we just hung out by the pool and we walked around the resort a little bit and we just sat in our hot tub. Like it was just really nice to relax being away from the little one. So yeah, it was a really relaxing vacation and we had a great time doing that as well. So going into the food. So this is I think it's like a 4-star Michelin restaurant type of place. So very high-end food. I was really excited about that, it all being included. So the only downside to this was there was only one restaurant on property. So they host brunch, which you can go for, I believe, breakfast and lunch. We only ever went for breakfast because we were so full and we're usually like off property during lunchtime. But they have the same menu for breakfast and lunch. It's called brunch. It's 7:30 to, I want to say like 3. And then dinner is 5 to, I don't know what time at night. So you're getting the same menu every single day for breakfast and for dinner. So staying there for 2 nights is like the max that I would do. And I'm definitely different. I know some people love to stay there for multiple nights. There were people that we met there at the pool that say they come here like multiple times a year. For me personally, it was like a one and done. Like I'm really, really glad that we went, but I probably wouldn't go again. And I'll go into that in a little bit, but just know like you're getting the same menu, the same restaurant every single day. So, and it's a very fancy menu. It's a 3-course meal for dinner, which I have always wanted one of these like amazing 3-course meals. So I was really excited about it. But by the second night, like I got what I wanted and both meals were amazing, but there wasn't really anything else on the menu that I would have wanted to get for a third night. So just wanted to put that out there. So the 3-course meal, there was a bunch of different appetizers that you got to choose from, and you got an appetizer, an entree, and then of course dessert. And so they had all kinds of different things on their menu for appetizers. We had scallops. My husband ordered scallops the first night, and then I ordered like an artichoke heart dish on some sauce. And honestly, I couldn't even pronounce half of the things on the menu. Like I had to Google some of the things of what they were. Like that's how fancy this was. The artichokes were so, so good. My husband just learned that he does not like scallops, so he ordered artichokes the second night. And then I ordered an eggplant dish the second night. That was actually really good too. And then for entrees, they had several pasta dishes and they make their own pasta handmade. It was literally the best pasta I've ever had in my life. It was so good. You could tell even like I had an Italian sausage. It was homemade. It was so good. I had that the first night. The other pastas, it was like a squid ink pasta. There was one with lobster. They had a lot of seafood options, which for me, I don't like seafood, so that's why I was very limited on the menu. My husband loves seafood, so he got some seafood. And then there were some steak options, a chicken option, and I think there was a lamb option, if I remember correctly. So I got the pasta the first night. My husband got the octopus the first night, and it was, so he like loves calamari, loves seafood, all that stuff. This was a, like a grilled whole octopus. So like tentacles on the plate and everything. But he actually said it was really, really good. And it was on like this bed of like red chili sauce. He said it was really good, a really good flavor combo that he would have not ever thought of. And it was really nice because, yes, it was like fancy food, something I would never get anywhere else. So it got you a little outside your comfort zone. But there were so many things that I never would have thought I would have liked that I did. And so I really liked the creativeness of the menu and getting to try everything. And it was, like I said, so good. And then for dessert, we had like, I got like a chocolate mousse, and it was okay. It wasn't great. And he got like a honey fig mousse plate thing, and he really, really liked it. And then the second night we had, like I said, the artichokes and the eggplant. And then we both got steak the second night. So they had a New York strip steak special, and such good steak. And it was on like this bed of mushroom puree that was so, so good. And I don't even like mushrooms, and it was a really good dinner. And then my husband got the same honey and fig dessert, and I got the olive oil cake, which I didn't think was going to be good, and it was way better than the chocolate thing. So really good food. And then we were at the pool. Like I said, we just got some chips and guacamole and stuff. They also have room service, so if you didn't want to go to the restaurant, you could get room service. It's a $10 delivery fee, but that is an option. And I will also say, on the way to the restaurant, they have the restaurant very like secluded out on its own. It was depending on where your room is, it's about a quarter of a mile walk on a walking path over there. They have golf carts everywhere on property. So if you wanted to get a ride in the golf cart up to the restaurant, you could do that. I thought the walking trail was really nice. It was out in the woods. It was secluded. It was like kind of part of the experience, especially walking back to your room when you're so full. I was like, I'm really grateful for this little bit of walk. I thought it was really nice. My husband, on the other hand, was like, this is annoying that they're making you walk all this way to the restaurant. So it can be different for everyone. He did like it at the end of the night. He was like, I am really full. Like, it's nice to have this little walk. But in the morning, like walking to breakfast, he was like, oh, this is kind of annoying. But I always thought the walk was kind of nice. So I will just say that. The other thing is the food was really good, especially for like an all-inclusive. You know, it cannot be that great. It was very, very good, but it wasn't like mind-blowingly good. So I was expecting, and this was probably just my expectations because of the cash price of this resort, I was expecting to be like, this is gonna be the best food I've ever had in my entire life, and I'm gonna like go home and dream about eating the dishes that I ate there. And it wasn't really that case. Like, it was really, really good food, but it's not like I have to go back to that restaurant ever again. So I will just say that. For breakfast, I actually enjoyed breakfast more than dinner. They had the best pancakes I've ever had. They had pastries you could order, and you can order like whatever you want for breakfast. They had lots of different juices. They had a regular just breakfast, eggs, bacon, sausage. They had great potatoes. They had these like deep fried donuts we got one morning, like lots of really great options. The lunch items were like pizzas and meatballs and other things that you could get. Like I said, we never went for lunch, but breakfast was really good. I really enjoyed it. The restaurant itself too is stunning. It's up above the ocean cliff. So I didn't realize this, but it's super foggy there like all of the time. Like, there's a constant mist over the ocean, and you rarely can ever see the ocean. And so the restaurant is up over the ocean cliffside looking over this mist. And it's really kind of weird because you feel like you're above the clouds, like in an airplane. But when the mist does clear, it did a little bit. You can see the ocean, and it's just so pretty. They have all these outdoor lights. It's a big patio, and you sit out on the patio for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which I really liked being outside. And the temperature was actually really great when we were there. It was warm enough to go by the pool. It like sprinkled a little bit. And then we were like in the hot tub. I will say the temperatures and the weather changes there very quickly. Like, it can be sunny and 80 degrees and then raining and cold. So bring clothes for all of the occasions. because it's literally going to change all the time. Like the one morning we went hiking, it was so cold. My husband was like, I wish I would have brought a jacket. So do keep in mind that the temperature fluctuates quite a bit. I will say the service there was impeccable. They were so kind. They did anything you needed. They would have picked you up in a golf cart. All you had to do was send a text for anything you needed. Like our mini bar ran out. I wanted some more chocolate chip cookies to take home to my daughter out of the fridge. So I texted and was like, can I get my cookies restocked in my mini bar? And they were like, absolutely. Within 10 minutes, they were there. I needed like a toothbrush at one point. They brought that. Like they were so on it with everything and anything that you needed. And it was really nice to just be able to text them that. The service there was really, really great. And then, like I said, the area in general was just so pretty. We did a lot of hiking, which I wasn't expecting to do. I wanted to go find some wildlife. I really wanted to see a sea otter. Like that was my one goal while we were there. And so the first morning we went hiking, we went south of the resort. We went to Julia Pfeiffer State Park. There was a waterfall that poured into the ocean, which was absolutely stunning. And they had some amazing hiking trails. So we did some hiking. And then the last day on the way to the airport, so heading north back towards Carmel and Monterey, we went and hiked around Point Lobos State Park. And that's where we saw sea otters and sea lions. And they were everywhere. Tons of hiking trails. I highly, highly recommend going there. It was super, super pretty. So I definitely recommend like venturing out because there is so much to see. There's so many hiking trails around there. Like I couldn't believe how much hiking there was. And it's not like hard hiking, like very gradual trails, but it was definitely worth going off property. And there was enough time to do that kind of stuff like in the morning and then just relax the whole afternoon at the resort. So it was a good balance between the two. We drove through Carmel on the way up there. It's a town right next to Monterey. It's called Carmel Seaside, I think. They have a beautiful downtown. We just drove. I wanted to walk around downtown, but we didn't have enough time for both. So it was either go try and find sea otters or go downtown, and we chose sea otters. But downtown looks really pretty. They had like a farmer's market and there was all these different shops. So if I were to go back again, I probably would do it a little bit differently, and I would probably just do one night at Alila and then do one night in Carmel to be able to walk around and like see everything. Because like I said, there's not a ton to do down there. So unless you are just going to like relax and chill at the resort the whole time. And there's those people that do that. Like, absolutely. I also wanted to mention, this is a dog friendly resort. So tons of people had their dogs like by the pool, at dinner, like there were dogs everywhere. And so some people just like to go relax and hike around with their dog and hang out there. And that's totally fine. We're just not really good at like doing nothing all day long. We need a little bit of something with relaxing. So I would probably do it differently so that we could do one day of being like touristy sightseeing, because Carmel is just gorgeous. I'm really kind of bummed that we missed it. But yeah, that's kind of everything about Alila Ventana Big Sur. Like I said, it's a really sought after destination. It's hard to find availability because people are grabbing it all the time in points. But like I said, it was a great property. I'm really glad we went. I enjoyed it probably more than my husband did. He really was not like a huge fan of it. He enjoyed the food. He enjoyed relaxing. He said the hot tub was like the best thing ever on our balcony. But he just kept saying it's different. He was like, the people here are different. The food's different. Like, it just feels different. He used that word a lot, and it was. And I'm really glad we went. I loved it. But again, we probably wouldn't go again. I wouldn't use my points on that again. I can go stay at an all-inclusive that I love just as much in Mexico for 30,000 points a night. So I didn't think it was worth the amount of points. I had like this expectation in my mind that it was going to be absolutely mind-blowing because people pay $5,000 to $7,000 to stay there, and rooms are so expensive, and it's supposed to be like the most luxurious resort ever. And while yes, it was gorgeous, it was pretty, the mountains were amazing, the room was amazing, the food was really good, like all of that, it just wasn't like, I think I just built it up in my head bigger than what I saw. And I kind of thought about it too, because everyone talks about it, and I was like, well, everybody goes here, like we probably need to go here. And it was just a really good reminder that you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to go to the places that everybody else goes to. Just because that's what everyone thinks is amazing doesn't mean it is. And so to truly just prioritize what vacations you want to take. And we're mostly beach people too. Like, I love the mountains and stuff, but I would probably rather be on the beach. So just kind of remembering those kinds of things. And you don't have to go there just because it costs a lot of money and it's like a sought after redemption. Just do the trips that you want to do, whether they're a good redemption or not, whatever's going to make you happy. And again, like, I loved it, but it was good to experience, but I'm probably not going to be going again. So I hope all of this was really helpful. I tried to cover everything that I could remember about the resort. I wanted to record this really quickly after we got back because there was so much to touch on. And this is a little bit of a longer episode than we normally do here on the podcast, but destination days are always a little bit longer going into all of the nitty gritty of the actual destination. So we are headed off on another trip here in just a couple of weeks. So we'll have another destination day in October. I'm really, really excited about this next one. This one has also been on my list for a while, but I know this one I'm going to actually really, really enjoy. So not that I didn't enjoy this one. Anytime you can take a free trip is the most just humbling and having the most gratitude for it, because I was in this place. I was sitting next to a woman at the pool who was talking about her travels, and she was there for 2 nights, and we ended up talking, and she was asking me about travel points and stuff. I was like, yeah, we stayed here for $0. And she was like, oh my goodness gracious. She was like, that's insane. So she started following me on Instagram and stuff. But it's just really amazing to be able to sit at places like that and know that you got to go there for free. And that you are able to do that. You're able to book trips whenever you want, and you're able to travel to these amazing places. Like, we would have never gone to a resort like this before. And so you get to go to places that you wouldn't normally do. We flew first class, which we would have never done without points. Like, there's these things that you get to do because of points. And if they were not a factor, you wouldn't be there. You wouldn't get to go on that trip. And so I'm always grateful for all the trips I take, even if it's a resort we don't like, even if it's a place we don't like, even if the food's bad. Like, we got to go there for free, and I am grateful for the experience and the time that me and my husband got to spend together, and being able to get away for a couple of days and rekindle our marriage, and just all of those things I'm so, so grateful for. And so every trip I enjoy in some sort of way, because there's always something that you can pull from it. So I hope this was helpful for you. If this has been on your list, which I know a few of you it is, I hope this is helpful in deciding if you decide to book this on points or not. I will catch you guys next week. I hope you have a wonderful day.